Sabe, Menachem Perek Dalet, Mishnah Hey, Chavitzei Kohen Gadol Lo Hayufos Chatzoy. The Mincha Chavitzin that the Kohen Gadol brought every day was not brought half at a time. Elamevi Isaron Shaleh Bechotzeya. Instead, he would bring an entire Isaron of flour in the morning, and he would divide it into half. Umakrib Mechta Beboker, Umechta Ben Harbay. And he would be Makrib half of the Isaron as a Mincha in the morning, and the other half of the Mincha in the evening. And the Kohen Gadol is Mechuyif to bring a Mincha Chavitzim every single day, half in the morning and half in the evening. It's called a Mincha Chavitzim because it's baked in a kli called a machbas. He would take an Isaron of flour and bake 12 challahs from that Isaron. And half of the challahs he would bring as a Mincha in the morning. And the other half he would save until the evening, and he would bring that as a Mincha in the evening. B'Kohen Shehikrav Mechta B'Shachar Umeis Uminu Kohen Acher Tachta. A Kohen that was makrib half of the Isaron as a Mincha Chavitzim in the morning, and then he died before he had a chance to bring the second half of the Mincha in the evening. And that very day they appointed a Kohen Gadol to replace him. Lo Yavi Chati Isaron Mibesim. The Kohen Gadol that replaced him should not bring a Chati Isaron from his house, meaning his own Chati Isaron, to bring as a Mincha Chavitzim in the evening. But Lo Chati Isaron Sharishan, so too, he should not bring the half of the Isaron which was left from the Isaron that the first Kohen Gadol brought in the morning. Ela maybe Isaron Shalem Bechotzeo. Instead, the second Kohen Gadol should bring an entire Isaron of flour, and then he would divide it in half, umakrib mechza, umechza oven. And he would be makrib half for the Mincha Chavitzim in the evening, six challahs, he would be makrib in the evening, and the other half would be destroyed. It would be left out overnight until it became pasubalina, and it would be taken out to be burned. Nimtzu shnei chatzayin kraven, u'shnei chatzayin ovdim. So it turns out, from the two Isaronot that were brought, one Isaron was brought by the first Kohen Gadol, the second Isaron was brought by the second Kohen Gadol, that two halves of those Isaronot were brought as a Mincha Chavitzim, and the other two halves were destroyed, they were left out to become pasubalina, and were taken out to be burned. Lo minu kohen acher. If the first Kohen Gadol died after he brought the Mincha Chavitzim in the morning, and he did not yet bring the Mincha Chavitzim in the evening, and they did not appoint a Kohen Gadol to replace him that very day, so who would bring the second half of the Mincha Chavitzim in the evening? Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishal Tzibor. Rabbi Shimon said that Tzibor would bring the Mincha Chavitzim for the evening. The Mincha Chavitzim was brought with public funds. They would take money from the Trumas Halishka to bring the Mincha Chavitzim until a new Kohen Gadol was appointed. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Mishal Yorshim. Rabbi Yehuda says, until a new Kohen Gadol is appointed, the Yorshim of the first Kohen Gadol would use their funds to bring the Mincha Chavitzim. Ushleima Haisa Kreva. When the first Kohen Gadol died, after he brought the Mincha Chavitzim in the morning, and now either the Yorshim according to Rabbi Yehuda or the Tzibo according to Rabbi Shimon would bring the second half of the Mincha Chavitzim in the evening. They wouldn't just bring half an Isaron for the evening's Mincha Chavitzim. Instead, they would bring an entire Isaron, and they would divide it in half, just like we had earlier, when a second Kohen Gadol replaced the first Kohen Gadol, he would bring an entire Isaron and divide it in half, and half of it would be burnt. So too, in this case, when it's brought from the Sibor or the Yashim, an entire Isaron would be brought, it would be divided in half, half would be brought as a Mincha Chavitzim, and the other half would be left out to become Pasul Belina and taken out to be burnt. Mesachim Menachos Perek Hey Mishnah Aleph. Kol Menachos Boz Mata Chutz Mechamet Shabbatoda Ushtei Alechem Shehein Boz Chamet. All Menachos that are brought in the Beit HaMikdash are brought as Mata. They do not let the dough rot, with the exception of the Chamet that is brought together with the Korban Torah. As there are Abayim Lechamet that are brought together with the Korban Torah, 30 of them are matzah, and 10 are chametz, and the shtei alechem, which is brought on atzeres, on shvuas, are also chametz. Rabbi Meir Omer, sur bo delahem mitochon umachamza. Rabbi Meir says, how do we create that the lechem of the Torah become chametz, and the shtei alechem become chametz? We take sur from the actual isara, as there are 10 lechamim of chametz for the Torah. Each lechem is one isaron of flour. So we take a little bit of flour from each isaron, we knead it until it becomes or sourdough, then we put it back into the isaron, and it causes that the entire isaron becomes chametz, and that's what we do for the shtei alechem. Also, from each one of the shtei alechem, we take a little bit of flour and knead it until it becomes or. Rabbi Yehuda Amar Afi Eina Mina Mufchor. Rabbi Yehuda said, if we do it in that way, it would not come out as good as possible. The reason being is that since just right now we're taking a little bit from the isaron and making it sa'or right before we bake it, so it will not be a very good sa'or, so therefore it will not rise as well as it should. Ela maybe es ha-sa'or, but no saying l'toch ha-mita u'mamale es ha-mita. It's better to take sa'or that has already been prepared a while before, and then we would put it inside the mita, the measuring cup in which we measure the isaron of flour that we would use. Then we would add flour to the sa'or to make up an isaron. In that way, since the sa'or has already been made previously, it would cause it to rise much better. Amru lo, the Chachamim, Rabbi Meir, said to Rabbi Yehuda, af hi hoisa chaseira o yisir. Even though that's true, if we take sa'or that has been prepared already previously, it will rise a lot better, but there's a different problem, which is it will be very difficult to make the isaron an exact amount without having it a little bit less or a little bit more. And since this sa'or has already been prepared previously, it's very hard to tell how much flour was put to make it into sa'or. And sometimes it's kneaded with very little water, so there's a lot of flour, and sometimes it's kneaded with a lot of water, so there's very little flour, and it's hard to tell exactly how much. So therefore, it might come out that this lechem has more than isaron, or less than isaron of flour, as opposed to, according to the way Rabbi Meir does it, which is that he first measures the isaron of flour, and only after that does he take a little bit of the flour and knead it to make it into sa'or. So that way we know exactly how much flour there is here. We know that there's exactly an isaron of flour, so there's no problem of it being chaser or